The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. Now, we're in the liturgical cycle, Cycle B, and that means that we've recorded our Sundays of Advent with Father Peter Malone via Skype. So the Sunday reflections are somewhat different in tone, but bear in mind that's because there's 12 odd thousand miles between us. It's the third Sunday of Advent, and the film you've chosen, Peter, I find, you know, fairly uplifting and tragic in equal measure, really, The Truman Show.
Yes, I think most people, when they saw it, enjoyed The Truman Show, and I'm sure it's had quite a life on DVD since. It's one of Peter Weir's best films, written actually by a New Zealander called Andrew Nicol, who's also interested in odd kind of parable stories, science fiction, a bit like Gattaca, and more recently In Time. But I think this is one of his best. And the reason I've chosen it, James, is because the emphasis of the readings is very much on prophecy. So the prophet's role in anticipating the coming of Jesus, so very much an Advent theme. And we have the prophet Isaiah in the first reading, and John the Baptist in the Gospels. And so, perhaps drawing it out a little, I would think that Truman Burbank, played by Jim Carrey in The Truman Show, is meant to be prophetic in some ways, and so it's a useful Advent comparison.
So, what about the difference between perception and reality here, Peter? I mean, it's a reality TV show, obviously, but the person who doesn't know what the reality actually is Truman himself.
That's very much the case. His life is on show and has been for 30 years, but he's not aware of it. And the irksome thing, I think, for the audience when they discover what the reality is that even his wife and people close to him are all in on the reality show truth and performing to him, which I think, you know, is fairly devastating when he discovers it. But what happens, I think, when he starts to realise the truth, then he wants to show what the reality is. And he has a confrontation with the God figure played by Ed Harris, Christoph, who manipulates the whole show. And there's, I find, a very interesting dialogue between somebody who wants to understand the truth, tell people about the truth, and yet the figure who's controlling him is being false God-like, if that makes any sense.
It's okay, Truman. I understand. I have been watching you your whole life. I was watching when you were born. I was watching when you took your first step. I watched you on your first day of school. The episode when you lost your first tooth. You can't leave, Truman.
The thing about the prophets is that whatever they were in their own lives, there's some kind of call, personal call, which opens their eyes and interprets the truth of the times. And so I think in this media age, the figure of Truman Burbank, especially as Jim Carrey was very popular as a comic actor, and he is comic in this one as well, but he has this serious demeanour and is trying then to cope with the truth and let people know the truth, even if it means, as he tries to do once, setting out to sail away from this falsity to seek some kind of truth.
Well, as you say, Peter, we do associate Jim Carrey with comedy, of course, going all the way back to The Mask. But, you know, you think Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and yes, there may be comic elements to almost every film, if not every film, but he does have the ability to play serious roles in quite a moving way, doesn't he?
I think this film illustrates that, and Eternal Sunshine, as you mentioned, and he has tried other serious things, but I think that's the reality of the clown, that the clown can be funny and tragic at the same time, sad clowns. And to some extent, the sad clown is also a prophet who interprets the time, so that's bringing him back in that way to the Advent theme as well.